Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Monday afternoon, it is beautiful. It's not so hot. It's going to warm up during the week, and the weekend is expected to be a little bit on the warm side for Jazz Fest, which begins on Thursday. I'm Scoot on the air. Hope you're in a good mood. It's a Monday, I know, but you know our attitude around here is we try to have fun on Mondays and not be too negative because, you know, it's just another day of living life. Hey, we got a lot going on. First of all, LSU's baseball team broke a five-game SEC losing streak to beat Missouri to win the series over the weekend. LSU still hopes to get a bid to the NCAA tournament. LSU won their first ever NCAA championship in gymnastics over the weekend. I was watching some of this. Those girls are incredible. Five of LSU's gymnasts scored at least 9.95 in the final rotation. And after a dominant win over the Sacramento Kings Friday night in the Smoothie King Center, the Pelicans opened the NBA playoff series in Oklahoma against the Thunder with a really hard-to-take loss. The Pels lost to the Thunder 94-92. The game was close. A lot of the experts were saying, hey, the Thunder probably expected to go out and blow the Pelicans out, but they didn't, so give the Pelicans credit. But it was so hard to lose that game because, you know, the Pelicans were ahead, and they had wide-open shots, but they just missed shot after shot after shot, and a lot of the three-pointers just, bounced around the ring a little bit and then the rim and then bounced out. So it was tough to watch that last night, but, they played a great game. So now they're going to be hanging out in Oklahoma City. They don't have another game until a Wednesday night at 8:30. And I'll tell you what I'll tell you what NBA teams do. And I know this because I've seen it. Groupies hang out at the hotels where NBA players stay. And they present themselves. They want to spend time with players. And I'll tell you what they do, Ian. The women, attractive women, they dress up and they look real nice and they try to get the attention of the players because they want to show them around town. They want to just like show them Oklahoma City. And I don't know how exciting that is, but they're in Oklahoma City and I'm sure they'll meet some young women from Oklahoma City. And then game three is back here in New Orleans, Saturday afternoon, tip-off time, 2:30 in the Smoothie King Center. So, I mean, it would be great if the Pelicans could steal one in Oklahoma, and they almost did last night, and that's what was so frustrating. And then, you know, just when you think they've got it under control, they don't protect the ball, and there's a turnover, and they just missed too many shots. It's really that simple. I spent, because it's literally around the corner from me, so I spent some of Saturday and some of Sunday at the Bucktown Seafood Festival at St. Louis King of France in Bucktown. And it was a great festival. And I had a snowball and tasted a couple of other things. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I tasted a fried Oreo for the first time. And I've been criticizing fried Oreos. Thinking, well, why would you do that to an Oreo? But I'll tell you, this thing is so good. It's like a small beignet with like a melted, crumbled up Oreo inside a small beignet. I'm telling you, man, it is amazing. And let's see, what else? Oh, I saw this guy walking around. Well, I didn't actually see him walking around. A friend of mine took a picture of me. And then when I got home, I saw the picture. And it was this guy, and he was wearing a T-shirt that said, "Just a regular dad trying not to raise liberal kids." And I'm thinking, you know, why bring politics into this? And dad is, there's really big letters for dad, D-A-D, and they're written in the American flag. And so this guy's bragging about how he's obviously a conservative and wants to make sure that he doesn't raise liberal kids. And two things come to mind. First of all, I don't think that's the place to bring politics. I don't think you bring politics to a Catholic school or any school fair. It, you know, it's a place for kids and adults to have fun. And why would you do that? I mean, why feel the need to incite people by, you know, bragging about, "Oh, you're not going to raise any liberal children"? Well, that's the other part of it. You don't know. You don't know how your kids are going to turn out. And I hope if your kids turn out to be liberal, I hope you still love them. Because, you know, kids don't always follow what they're taught at home when they're kids. And they are going to become their own people. And a lot of us today are not like our parents. Our parents, there was a certain ideology and mentality in the household, and we are totally different from them. So you can try not to raise liberal kids, but that doesn't mean they're not going to be liberal. So we've talked about this. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump began today. And, you know, if we were really out to bash Trump, we'd have been talking about this all day. But we haven't been because we've had other things to get to. But the defense of Donald Trump's porn star hush money cover-up case, the defense called him innocent in opening statements.
Donald Trump's lawyer Todd Blanche told jurors President Trump is innocent. President Trump did not commit any crimes. The Manhattan DA's office should never have brought this case. As he began his defense, Trump watched him. As Blanche told jurors, "We call him president out of respect." Trump is charged with falsifying business records to hide payments to cover up salacious stories about him during the 2016 campaign. Blanche blamed Trump's former fixer-turned-foe, Michael Cohen, and said Trump had nothing to do with the payments. Blanche told jurors, "I have a spoiler alert. There's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy." At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Well, I mean, it depends on how you try to influence an election. I mean, obviously, you want to influence people to vote for you, but there are certain things you can't do. Trump keeps making the exact same complaints outside the courtroom every day, and we've heard them a million times.
These are all Biden trials. This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it. I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning. This is a witch hunt, and it's a shame. And it comes out of Washington. It's in coordination with Washington, everything, including the DA's office. It's in coordination with Washington.
Okay. Trump's defense team will use a prior case against Richard Nixon in its argument.
The Supreme Court is poised to decide the legally untested question of whether a former president is immune from criminal prosecution. But there's another case involving a president's immunity from civil litigation that we're going to be hearing a lot about during arguments, and another former president by the name of Richard Nixon that we're going to be hearing a lot about, but not for the reasons that one might think. There was a lawsuit many years ago when Nixon was president brought by someone who worked for the Air Force and was subsequently fired. He challenged that termination in court, suing Richard Nixon. Nixon said, "You can't sue me, I'm president." And in fact, the Supreme Court wound up agreeing that a former president cannot be sued for acts taken while in office. And Trump's team says that that holding carries over into this context, and it means that a former president cannot be prosecuted for official acts. The Jack Smith team, however, says that's nonsense, and there is no such thing as criminal immunity for a former president.
Hey, you know, there are a lot of legal experts saying that this case against Donald Trump is mediocre, is not that strong. So we'll see what happens. Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, at least for now, he jumped on the grenade over the weekend, advancing the foreign aid packages for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and it might cost him his job.
Several conservative House members are openly vowing to trigger a House rule to vote Speaker Mike Johnson out of his leadership role.
Дякую особисто спікеру Michael Johnson.
While the president of Ukraine is thanking House Speaker Mike Johnson for allowing the passage of bills that provide funding for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies, some of Johnson's GOP colleagues are furious.
I do not support Mike Johnson. He's already a lame duck.
Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene vows to oust the speaker, while Texas Republican Mike McCall says Johnson did the right thing.
We're running out of time. Ukraine's getting ready to fall.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos and says the speaker should not be pushed out.
When the motion to vacate is threatened every week in the Congress, that is being abused. And I think we need to fix that.
Johnson, after Saturday's vote, said he did his job and he's not worried.
You do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may.
The funding bills now head to the Senate. I'm Jackie Quinn.
All right, we'll see what happens there. And as I mentioned a little earlier, you know, we've talked about this right-wing radical faction within the Republican Party led by Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz. And I've always wondered, and I've talked about this a lot, why haven't the other Republicans, which are the majority, why haven't they done more to distance themselves from right-wing radicals who are trying to destroy the party? And Congressman Tony Gonzalez of Texas went on CNN's State of the Union over the weekend and called some of the people that he works with, some of the Republicans, real scumbags. And called out some of these individuals for, you know, trying to just take over the party. So anyway, we'll see what happens. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, here's what we have learned, and I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. The Killers performing this weekend at Jazz Fest Friday afternoon. The Killers are doing a special concert at Tips Thursday night. I mean, can you imagine the Killers at Tips? And this is one of my favorite bands, and they're going to be this weekend at Jazz Fest. But coming up next weekend at Jazz Fest, the Foo Fighters, Neil Young, Bonnie Raitt, Queen Latifah, Hozier, Greta Van Fleet, a band we love, Trombone Shorty, and more. Get ready to party at the biggest Jazz Fest ever. So we've got tickets for the second weekend. Listen to Tommy, Newell, and Sports Talk, and me, for a chance to win with the password of the day. The password of the day for Jazz Fest is Creole. So go to WWL.com/contest and enter to win. And you need the password Creole to register to win. You'll win a pair of tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest, plus round trip fare on the Jazz Fest Express shuttle bus, and it is a great way to get to the fest. Happy festing from Miller Lite, Tastes Like Miller Time, and WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, Ian, I was just talking to the elevator people out here in our lobby. They're working on the elevator. They're redoing the elevators.
In our lobby?
They're out there working on our floor.
Okay.
They're converting the elevators, I don't know, to a new system or something. And I was, you know, talking to those guys. And, you know.
We're getting woke elevators.
Yeah, we absolutely woke elevators. But here's what I'd like to know. When you step in an elevator and somebody's already in it, and let's say you're on the eighth floor,
okay,
and you're going down.
Uh-huh.
If you see the button for down for the first floor is pushed, do you push it again?
No,
I don't either.
I push the door close button.
Okay,
pushing the first floor, but that's the sign of you're a sociopath. Don't do that.
Well, I know, but I see people do that. You know,
they're
get in the elevator.
They walk among us.
One, okay, you're going down an elevator. One is already pushed. The bottom floor is already pushed. And why are you going to push it again?
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Like, yeah, why would you push it again? You're also pushing the wrong button. There's a button for what you want. If you push the door close button, it closes the doors faster than if you push a floor.
Do you think that's why people hit one again? I think they want to just, I don't know. I see people push one, and I'm not being like overly critical here. I just wonder why.
I will.
Because one is already pushed. The bottom floor is already pushed. Why do you feel the need to put, what, you think the person that pushed it wasn't important enough for it to go all the way down? You feel like you need to put your signature on it?
Oh, maybe you want to spend an extra second and a half in awkward silence with a total stranger from the jerks up on floor 12. I don't.
And you know,
I don't.
Let me tell you the other thing. If there's a really attractive woman in the elevator,
oh boy,
sometimes I'm less likely to say anything to her because I'm afraid she thinks I'm going to try to that I might be trying to pick her up.
Don't talk to women in elevators.
Or hit on her.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sometimes you get a glance and you feel comfortable about doing it, but you know, I feel badly because there's a perception that attractive women, because they are hit on a lot, that they think that anytime you say something to them, it might be some kind of a hit, and it's really not. I mean, I say hi to a lot of people. Well, I'm generally quiet in the elevator. But I do say hi to some people in the elevator or make a comment about whatever. But I find myself less likely to say something to a really attractive person in the elevator.
I mean, the only reason that I can think of to strike up a conversation out of nowhere with a woman in an elevator is if there's something that's damn specific that I have to comment on. It's not just like, well, you're beautiful today, or like, how about the weather? Whatever. I'd be like, hey, cool Green Day tattoo.
Yeah,
and leave it there.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to make small. If there's something like, this is something easy that's disarming and we'll let her know I'm not here to try to pick her up in the next 15 seconds while we're on here. I'm not one of the jerks from floor 12. You know, it's okay. Right. You know, but it's almost never worth it for me.
And in the parking garage, you know, you get in and everybody's on a different floor. And so, it's, you know, let's say three floors get hit before my floor is going to come up, and I go. Well, it's like flying Southwest. You know, they're going to stop every time they get a chance.
Take forever.
You know, it's not going to be. There's going to be no nonstops on this elevator.
No bag fees.
Yeah. Is Joe Cardosi in our traffic center?
Joe, you there?
I am.
Hey, Joe. Hey, listen, Joe. Sometimes when you say the Huey P is flowing smoothly, are you making reference to the Huey P flowing what?
Flowing freely.
Flowing freely.
Yeah.
Is it about P? Flowing.
You know, it just makes me chuckle because I'm childish. Okay. It also means traffic's good.
I knew it.
It's
knew
okay.
It.
Look, if something can make your job a little more exciting, then by all means do it.
Yeah, I'm just sweating alone in a studio. Yeah. I got to get my giggles somewhere.
Okay, I get it. Well, you know, we get it too, so that's cool. I just wanted to check in on that.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right, Joe, let's see. Let's go to Rick in Gretna. Rick, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot, thank you. I called in a few times. Last time I communicated with you, you wrote me and told me how good Val Kilmer did playing Jim Morrison on The Doors. And one time a while back, as a military man, I got 26 years, 10 months. I'm 100% permanent total disabled veteran. But one time I called back when a religion discussion was ongoing. And we were discussing that thing, whatever it was about. And then I had brought up the analogy, is it a sin to kill people in wartime under that setting?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the answer was no under that setting if you under orders
right
from your unit and fighting. But anyway, the reason I'm calling right now, 1986, which I told your screener, Ian, I was on a Price is Right, and I had this discussion with Bob Barker, and I'm going to tell him how to, y'all two could retrieve it and also view it. I was in the first Top Gun movie. But anyway, the reason I'm calling the 86 cruise and 88 cruise on the USS Enterprise, the Westpac, leaving Alameda and going out. And anyway, we went through the Suez and into Mediterranean, and we monkeyed with Muammar Gaddafi. But anyway, one of our port visits was in the Philippines. And this is my point. To this day, I got this most favorite shirt I have, and it's sleeveless. And on the back, it's got Westpac 1986 with the ship, the aircraft carrier, USS Enterprise.
Yeah.
And you know what it says on the front of it, though?
What?
And y'all getting ready to laugh now?
Yeah.
It says, and this is from the Philippines now, and I still wear it. I love it, and I get nothing but laughs whenever I do wear it, and I'm seen with it and in public.
What
and
does
I'm
it
never
say?
Ashamed to wear it. It says, I may not go down in history, but I will go down on your little sister.
Whoa, wait a minute. Wait, what? wait, whoa. Whoa.
I'm out. I'm dumping that. What on God's green earth?
We can't. I mean, I don't know if it's even. Listen, Rick, I hope you're doing okay, and I appreciate your service to our country. And you call our show anytime.
Yikes on bikes.
We couldn't. I mean, if you're on hold, you heard it. If you're listening on the Odyssey app, I guess you heard it. That's one of the benefits to listening on the Odyssey app. You hear everything. We had to dump that because it was just very, very inappropriate. I may not go down in history, I'm just going to kind of give them an idea of why we couldn't play that. Wow. Okay, Rick, I hope you're doing well. Let's go to Terry in Slidell. Hey, Terry.
Hey.
Hello. Oh, no. Oh, we lost him.
Okay, Terry, call us back. Let's go to Bob in Metairie. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah.
St. Francis Fair you went to, Boyle, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And you saw a guy with a conservative T-shirt, whatever.
Yeah.
What did he say when you approached him?
I didn't approach him because I didn't see him at the fest. I didn't see the T-shirt until I got home. And I mean, I never noticed him. It looks like he's looking at me, but I mean, I posted the picture on my Instagram account. I didn't notice him until I got home and I saw the T-shirt in the picture. Somebody else actually pointed it out to me. But I wouldn't have, if I would have noticed it, I wouldn't have said anything to him.
Why would you have?
Because I wouldn't have wanted to instigate the political discussion. Please, I love this, Bob. I love this, Bob. I love when a listener says, let me ask you a question. Go ahead. Take your best shot, Bob. Go ahead and ask me a question.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
Okay. Why, if they had a drag show at this place, would you say anything about it?
Bob, goodbye. Goodbye. I don't need to put up with that. You know, it's boring. Bob, that's the best you got? That's the best you got, and you're going to call the show and say that? Why don't you call back when you got something a little better? I mean, give me a challenge or something. I mean, a drag show didn't have anything to do with it. Why? I mean, work a little harder and come up with something better. All right, let's go to Terry in Slidell. Hey, Terry.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, Scoot, I got one for you. You saw that T-shirt. Well, I was in a major department store one day, and this woman had a T-shirt on that says, F you, F this, F something else, and F white people. So I went to the manager, and I said, I'm appalled that y'all would let people like that in the store. You know who got kicked out the store?
You got kicked out the store?
Me.
Oh, that didn't sound fair.
I was told to leave because I was harassing those people about her T-shirt.
Oh. Well, and it wasn't just the letter F. It was the word. It was the F word?
No, it was the whole word. Yeah. Everything.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I just cleaned it up. I don't want to get taken off the radio like the other guy.
All right.
Did.
That is
the whole work.
It was a woman who wore that?
Uh-huh.
That is a mean-spirited woman, and she's just pissed about life, and she shouldn't carry those feelings into the mall. If she wants to wear that around her own racist home, she can. But she shouldn't wear that out in public.
And then the thing is this, when I said something, her friend said, I'll kick you, you know.
Yeah. Well, they get all tough. I mean, the best thing to do is to ignore those people. Ignore them. Just make like they don't even exist.
I wanted to, Scoot, I got one question for you. That previous caller, he said something about the drag show. I was watching one of the old game shows back in from the 70s, Match Game, and this woman won the big money. And she kissed Charles Nelson Reilly. Shouldn't they have to be taken off the TV? A woman kissing a gay guy on television? I'm serious.
I was like, I don't know.
I'm laughing so hard. What?
No, Charles Nelson.
I'm laughing so hard. I said, I hope Jeff Landry don't want to watch that show because, man, we had to, they'll take the Match Game off the air from 1977.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be happy with that. Terry, I'm glad you called. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-187. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 1978, history was made when the Blues Brothers debuted their first skit on Saturday Night Live. Jake and Elwood, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd. As great as that bit was, I did not see that becoming a franchise, and it did. And, you know, I still find great humor in watching the Blues Brothers movie. And there's just such great musical talent in that movie. But it all started on this day in 1978. I remember watching that. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Hey, that band, what was it? Big in the 90s? What was
Big
it?
In the 90s.
Big in the 90s. Okay, yeah, I heard this this cover band at the Bucktown Seafood Festival at St. Louis King of France in Bucktown. And Big in the 90s, that was just one of the songs that they played. I love their playlist. It was really so different, like really great 90s stuff and grunge stuff, did Nirvana. And it was just, very, very refreshing. So anyway, everybody was great. And we're just talking about this this dad that seemed to feel the need to tell everybody how he feels about politics. I'm here. Listen, I'm driving a lot of you to my Instagram account. I want to start doing this. Somebody tried to hack into my Facebook page, so Facebook shut it down. I'll try to work that out and get that back up. But I have no comments on that right now. Can't post anything right now. But I did post a couple of things from the seafood fest at St. Louis King of France on my Instagram account. And I ultimately want all of you on my Facebook page to go to Instagram. It's a great way to post. It's a great way to communicate. And it's real simple. Scoot on the Air Instagram. So I want you to join me there. And also, that way I can follow you. I can't follow you on my Facebook page because it's a fan page, but I can follow you on Instagram. So I'd love to see what you're doing too. So it's Scoot on the Air Instagram. I hope you'll join me. Here's a comment. This is about the dad in the t-shirt. I just listened to what you said, and I agree 100%. Here's a comment. He seems fun. Another comment says, dad with a stern rule or an iron fist and proud to let everybody know. Here's a Scoot comment says, yeah, Scoot, that's not necessary. Another comment is, you spelled biased wrong. I'll have to correct that. Here's a comment. That's why I quit Facebook. Another comment about the dad, blank dad. I'm not going to mention that. He sure fits the Trump cult. No, I don't want to get into that. Here's another comment. Kids will be their own individual image of themselves, and there's not a damn thing a parent can do. Yeah, a lot of parents are going to be disappointed because they're teaching their kids to be a certain way politically, but that doesn't mean they're going to be that way or stay that way. Let's go to Frank in Long Island. Hey, Frank, welcome to the show.
I figure I change this up a little bit. First of all, I'm calling for one reason. But I tell you, if I saw a guy with that shirt on, how many times does that guy get punched in the nose? The one with the
He's a big guy. He's a big guy, so he might not get punched. But
I'm talking about the one with the sister, the one with the sister.
Oh, the one with the oh my God, yeah, that was.
Oh my God,
yeah, you heard
that. How many times you punch in the face?
You heard that.
But I got two elevator things.
Okay,
both happened at the Harris Hotel in, over by you. We're in there, there's about 8-10 people in front of the elevator. A guy excuses himself, goes all the way up there, and hits the button that's lit. We all look at each other and we say, why didn't we think of that? And the guy, everybody starts laughing. I mean, you're kidding me. Another one was during the WNBA, NBA All-Star game. I get on the elevator, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's two people there, close to 7 foot tall. One happened to be Charles Oakley and his girlfriend. So I turn around, look at the button, and I see it's press already lobby. So So I backed up. I didn't press it. He goes, you're the first guy that ever did that.
Wow.
He says, I want to buy you a drink, he says to me. 3 days later, I bump into him at the cigar store down the block, and we shared a cigar together.
Cool.
But he thanked me for not pressing the button.
Nice. All right, Frank, glad you called. Glad you're listening on Long Island, New York. Let's go to Metairie. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I didn't hear the beginning part of the show, so I'm not sure about all the T-shirts that they were talking about. But I did hear when you were talking about the elevator. And what I do to my kids, and it always gets them, when we walk into an elevator if we're somewhere, everybody gets in the elevator and automatically turns and faces the door. Well, I get in, and I just face the wall. And they are so embarrassed. They're like, Dad, Dad, why are you doing it? I just love doing it. I mean, they're grown now, but I still do. When we're together, I'll just walk in and just put my nose right close to the wall.
That just seems kind of weird.
I know, yeah. You know, everybody always does the same thing. You know, I try not to just look at the numbers and all that, yeah. But, you know. That's my elevator story.
I know, and it's, you know, elevators are awkward. You know, on Friday, it's totally different, and it's interesting how people are looser on a Friday. But for the most part, you go into an elevator with other people, and it's like, you know, we're all human beings, and it's almost like we're just afraid to talk to each other. Everybody's quiet.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, but I always just look at the wall, and it gets the girls going. So,
all right, Daryl.
Two girls. That's what I meant.
All right, glad you called the show. All right, we're going to come back to wrap up our show, and Sports Talk is coming up next. And the draft is coming up, and we've got full, total draft coverage right here on WWL. And nobody does it better than we do, and we've been doing it for so long. And Diane Newman, our operations director, is executive producer of that, and it is so work intensive, but she does it a great job. 3 days until Saints draft preview show. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister are going to be there, but insight from everybody, and make sure you tune in for that. So who will the Saints pick, and when is Jaden Daniels going to go? Exactly when is he going to go? So, look, there's a lot to look forward to. This is the band Greta Van Fleet that is a current hard rock band, and to me, they sound like Led Zeppelin. They're not Led Zeppelin. They don't want to be Led Zeppelin, but they're doing original hard rock now in 2024. The band's Greta Van Fleet. They're among the bands that will be at Jazz Fest next weekend. And you can register to win tickets. The password, the Jazz Fest password, is Creole. So go to our website, WWL.com. Take the word Creole with you and register to win tickets next week to Jazz Fest. From Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. All right, great show, great Monday show, great way to start the week. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, our assistant program director, brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, traffic with Joe Cardosi. Again, I want to remind you, I mean, I'll get back on Facebook, and somebody just told me that the picture of the guy with the T-shirt is on Scoot on the Air Facebook, but I really want to get a lot of you over to my Instagram account, because it's a cool way to post things and to get messages. So if you haven't done it yet, if you're not into Instagram, just go to Instagram. It's Scoot on the Air. And join me there. Sports Talk is coming up next. They'll have a lot to talk about, a lot going on in sports right now. All right, thank you for being part of our show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.